Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. Brian Mitchell going to join me in just a little bit. Coming up at 11 o'clock as well, Barry's Feluga, the Washington Post, and 11:30. Redskins legend Gary Clark going to join the program. Right now, talking about another receiver in the burgundy and gold, Terry McLaurin, dealing with the contract situation. We got an update, not necessarily on the contract situation itself, but that Dan Quinn still staying in touch with Terry McLaurin. Here's James Palmer with that report.
He held out of OTAs, held out of minicamp. Let's remember this, though. Dan Quinn has stayed in constant contact with Terry McLaurin throughout this offseason. It hasn't been contentious in that sense to where he's separate from the organization. Is there distance? Is there frustration here as well? Certainly. Did they make really any headway through the entire month of June? To my understanding, no, they really didn't. And they were pretty far apart in really making any sort of progress. Now, he has comparable numbers to some of the players that have been paid. Obviously, that's part of Terry's argument. Does he want to reset the market? No. We understand Jamar Chase at that $40 million. But what he's looking at, in my understanding, more importantly, is that there's seven players making 30 or more. And you look at a guy who's a number two wide receiver in T. Higgins, it's making it about 28. Terry understands that he should be, and I agree with this, in those 30s numbers.
And I think he should be in those 30s numbers as well. Now, how far up into the 30s is a question that, you know, I think needs to be answered. To me, I'm willing to go as high as necessary, because what's an extra $3-5 million at this point? If Jaden Daniels had been paid and he's getting the ridiculous contracts that quarterbacks are getting now, then yeah, we can have a discussion about maybe needing to penny pinch a little bit. But right now, I don't think is the time to look at it and say, oh, okay, I can't give an extra $2-3 million because we got to make sure that we're really careful. And I get that you have to set yourself up down the line, but I'm not all that worried about giving him an extra couple that's going to lead to, quote-unquote, an overpay. So it's good to hear that there's at least still been contact. I was never all that worried that there's some sort of contention or any sort of narrative around that. I'm not worried about that. The thing that has me a little bit concerned going into training camp is I would just need to make sure that he's there at some point in the first couple weeks of training camp. Because I think if you're getting into the middle of August, if you're starting to play football games, just preseason games, but specifically if you're actually playing games and Terry's not there, you're getting to a point where could this affect the beginning of the season? And that's what I don't want to get to. Right? I don't want to, because think about, we were talking about Brandon Ayuk, someone who San Francisco kind of had this back and forth with. Are they going to sign him? Are they going to trade him? What are they going to do? And what do you see that happened with Brandon Ayuk? The injury, I don't know if that's avoidable, because that's something that's long-term. I think he tore his ACL, right? Like, that was something that, I don't know that that's necessarily something that happens because he was late to training camp or anything of that nature. But remember watching Brandon Ayuk early in the season. He wasn't good. He just wasn't. Plain and simple, he was not. And so I don't want something that is suddenly going to affect the first 5-6 weeks of the season where Terry's getting back into football shape. Because as much as you go out there and you do play, and I don't doubt that Terry's working his butt off so that as soon as he shows up to training camp that he's getting everything done and he's able to hit all his markers, he's able to go out there and still play at an incredibly high level. I'm not worried about any of that. I think Terry's going to come in shape. But there's a difference between working out, doing all your individual exercises, and getting out there and playing football and being in football shape. And so I'm not that worried even if he misses the first week of training camp. Now, the conversation then is going to pick up much more because I would assume he's going to hold out. So, or maybe he's going to hold in. He'll be in the building, but he's not going to participate. So I can understand that the conversation will pick up then. But even if we're getting to the point where they report on July 22nd and we're July 26th, July 27th, July 28th, wrapping up the month of July and you still haven't signed Terry, okay, the conversations will be very, very prevalent. But even then, I'm still not massively worried. I'm not panicking yet. I would get to that point, though, if maybe the deadline for me is, I think they have a joint practice. Is it the 2nd of August? I think their joint practice with the Patriots is right around then. Maybe that is the cutoff point for me. Where if you get to that joint practice, which, okay, it takes place August 6th. August 6th in Foxborough, and then I believe they play August 8th, maybe? Yeah. So August 6th is the joint practice. August 8th is the first game. I think that's kind of my cutoff point. If Terry McLaurin hasn't signed a contract by that joint practice, then I think we can have a real discussion about hitting the panic button. Until then, your concern level may continue to grow, but I'm not going to, you know, break glass in case of emergency and slam that button. I'm going to wait until we get to that point. But my big thing about this is,
out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have to find a way to get this guy paid. He just means too much for the organization. Joel Corey, a cap guy, former agent, writes for CBS Sports, wrote something interesting. So he talked about, this is from his article, which he, I think, just wrote yesterday. He says, another data point that could be useful in adjusting McLaurin's existing contract for salary cap inflation. The salary cap has increased by 34.1%. since McLaurin signed in 2022, his deal is a little less than $31.125 million per year when factoring in salary cap growth. So if you just did that and you said, hey, all right, Terry, we're going to sign you for around that number would be just over 3 for $93. I think I'd be fine to go to 3 for $100, maybe a little bit more, depending on the guarantees and what you're doing. But that's why I think it's a little bit crazy that some people are saying that, oh, he's not a $30 million receiver. The salary cap has gone up and up and up, and it goes up every single year. And so if you're just going off of the same percentage of the salary cap that he signed for in 2022 to what he could sign for now, he'd get over $31 million. So I get the idea that he shouldn't get 30 is a little bit wild to me. And I get the age thing, but to me, that's the only thing that's the holdup. That's it. And I know it's a big factor, because when you sign contracts, obviously a big part of it is your production, injury history, age, all those things. But that's the only holdup for me. The production is there. The injury history has been basically squeaky clean. He's played a lot of football and had no issue doing so. By the way, I say he's played a lot of football. He's played consistently in the National Football League, but in college, it's not like he was the number one receiver. It's not like he was getting excessive amounts of hits in college. I wonder, we talk about this with running backs sometimes, right? You get a guy like a Derrick Henry who has proved to be incredibly durable, but he ran the ball a lot in high school. He ran the ball a lot in college. He's now run the ball a lot in the pros. Does that factor into contracts with those sorts of guys? Does it play the other way at wide receiver when Terry McLaurin theoretically doesn't have the mileage and hits on him like some of these other guys because he wasn't getting the ball as much at Ohio State? I don't know. I don't know how much that plays in. But to me, age is the only thing that is the holdup on Terry McLaurin's contract. That's it. And so to me, you look at the way that he's played. He had a career year last year. And generally, when you look at a guy's prime, specifically at the receiver position, you're looking around that 26, 27 to right around the age 30 time frame, and that's kind of when you start to see a little bit of a fall off. But that's changed. That's changed in terms of seeing guys kind of fall off a little bit. And to me, even a diminished McLaurin of sorts is still a good enough receiver that, yeah, maybe in 2 to 3 years paying him $30 million in overpay, but I'd still be willing in 2 to 3 years probably just banking on the talent that he has. I still think that you could make the argument that by then he's still a $23, $24, $25 million receiver. And again, since it doesn't coincide with Jaden getting his massive payday, I think that's when you can make these sorts of deals and live a little bit with, well, maybe we did slightly overpay. I think that's when you can do it. I'd have no issue with this contract negotiation and being a little bit more frugal and being very careful about pinching every penny and making sure that you're being extra careful not to overspend if Jaden Daniels was already cashing in as one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, because that's what he's going to be. But this Terry contract, to me, doesn't coincide at all with Jaden's timeline. Matter of fact, it works out perfectly so that Jaden's going to get his big payday as McLaurin's contract is coming off the books. So to me, just figure out what that number is. I would assume for me, if I'm Terry, I'm starting around that DK contract, 33. The increased number, like we just talked about, is a little over 31. I'm starting somewhere in that range. And if the Commanders aren't willing to come up there, then it gets interesting. But I would think that they're willing to get a deal done. I don't think they want to see Terry leave this building. Coming up next, Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post is going to join us. Want to get his thoughts as he's out in St. Louis covering the first series for Mike DiBartolo and for Miguel Cairo as interim GM and manager. Get his thoughts on that as well as the Commanders' new uniforms that were unveiled yesterday. Barry Sferluga joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.